Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's Slumber Party. It's going to be a cold night. But Ria isn't bothered. That's because she's having a sleepover with her friends. Minnie Mouse and Prachi Pig have already reached Ria's house. I wonder what's keeping Bela, sighs Prachi. The bell rings. That must be Bela, grins Ria, running to the door. I'm so sorry, says Bela Bear. I couldn't find my pajamas. I'm so excited, says Minu. This is my very first slumber party. Mine as well, says Prachi. Mummy Rabbit brings out some snacks for them. There are cucumber and carrot sandwiches, vanilla cupcakes, hummus with pita triangles, and lemonade. We're going to have so much fun, says Bela, biting into a cupcake. These are so tasty. Ria's friends gasp in surprise when she takes them to her room. There's a huge fort made out of blankets with pillows and four mattresses inside. This is amazing, says Prachi. I love it. Bela, Minu, and Prachi run inside and get comfortable. You haven't seen anything yet, says Ria, drawing the curtains and flipping a switch. The string of lights that has been hung around the fort comes to life. It looks so magical, says Minu, as the others nod their heads in amazement. Mummy Rabbit knocks and comes inside with balloons. She releases them inside the fort. Enjoy, she says, with a smile. Ria and her friends have fun with the balloons. The balloons bounce inside as they thump them around. It's time to dance, yells Ria, putting on some music. Yippee, shout her friends as they prance inside the blanket fort in the midst of all the colorful balloons. Ria and her friends finally slide down upon the pillows after dancing their hearts out. It's time for a relaxing activity now, says Ria, bringing out some white pillowcases and fabric pens. You can draw whatever you want. Everyone grabs a pen and starts drawing. Ria and her friends spend the next half an hour working on their pillowcases. I've drawn a magical fish, says Prachi. Your pattern looks amazing, Minu. Yes, it does, says Bela. I've drawn a rainbow. I'm sure Ria has drawn a unicorn. Ria grins and holds up her unicorn pillowcase. Mummy Rabbit peeps inside. I'm sure you all are hungry, she smiles. Why don't you come out? I've got a surprise for everyone. In a minute, Mummy, says Ria. We're going to burst the balloons first. The sound of loud pops fills the room as they chase the balloons. What do you think about making your own pizzas? Asks Mummy Rabbit, as Ria and her friends walk into the kitchen. This is the best surprise ever, squeals Ria, giving Mummy Rabbit a hug. Mummy Rabbit has set the pizza bases and ingredients on the table. There is tomato paste, grated cheese, chopped onions, diced mushrooms, sliced bell peppers, sweet corn kernels, olives, and capers. The children get busy with decorating their pizzas. Mummy Rabbit slides them into the oven after they're done. The pizzas are ready in 15 minutes. The children sit at the table to eat their very own personalized pizzas. Yummy, says Minu, taking a bite out of her pizza. I've got a couple of more pizzas in the oven if you want more, says Mummy Rabbit, serving them mango juice. Let's change into our pajamas, says Ria, after a very enjoyable dinner. And please don't forget to wear something warm. I've got some more blankets in case you feel cold at night, says Mummy Rabbit. This has been so much fun, says Bela, as they scramble back inside the fort with Minu and Prachi. I wonder what we're going to do next. Watch a movie, what else? Grins Ria, joining them. You can't watch a movie without popcorn, says Mummy Rabbit, bringing in the food. Ria and her friends are soon settled on a bed of pillows as Mummy Rabbit starts the movie. It's getting a bit chilly, isn't it? Says Minu, blowing into her hands. That's why I've got hot chocolate for everyone, says Mummy Rabbit, coming inside. It's perfect, says Ria. Thanks, Mummy. The movie is over. The children are yawning. It's time to sleep. "This has been the best sleepover ever," says Prachi, as they snuggle inside their blankets and close their eyes. So as Rhea and her friends drift off to sleep, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.